We are learning Masechtas Yevamos, Daf Kuf Ches Amud Aleph, and we are beginning the brand new Mishnah, Daf Kuf Zayin Amud Beis. Zok the Mishnah, Vayter Ba'amiyun. Eze hi ketana shetrichi l'mayin. What is the type of a ketana that requires miyun? Which means, we're talking about kedushin derabanan, because a ketana can't really make kedushin. So which type of kedushin is enough of a kedushin that it's enough of a chalois that you need miyun? Kol she'esiyua ima va'acheha l'dayta. If her mother or her brother or her sister married her off and she had das, so then she agreed, then you need miyun. Hesiyua she'lo dayta, but if they married her off and she didn't want, ain't a tricha l'mayin, you don't need miyun. And it's actually a machlokes rishonim, like I spoke out a different day, if she does it herself, what's the halacha? It's a machlokes rishonim if she herself can mekadesh herself. And then it'll need me, require me. But like upon him, even if her mother or brother marry off, and they're a ben das, but they need her das as well. Rachnim and Tignes Oyim Adonat Tanai, kol tenoikas she'in yichay lishmar kudusha, ain't it tzrich l'mayin. If she can't watch herself, and she can't keep herself with her husband, then and just wanders around and it goes to other people, then it's not enough of a kedushin. It's a raya that it's not a kedushin, and it's not, you don't need miyun. Even with Rabbah, you don't need miyun. Rav Elazar Omer, ein ma'ase ketana klum, which we'll see in the Gemara, it means that even though you need miyun, but that's the only thing you need, it's not a kedushin whatsoever or nesuin whatsoever, and there's no dinim whatsoever. The husband can't get her metziah, can't be made for her nedarim, can't, and it doesn't, if she's a bas koyin, the marriage doesn't stop her eating truma, and if she's a bas yisrael, she can't eat truma. Eimai sekut on a klum. Ela kemafuta, she's like a mafuta. Bas yisrael, a koyin, l'seichel b'truma. If she's a bas yisrael, and she married a koyin, she can't eat truma, even truma derabanan. A bas koyin, l'seichel b'truma, and a bas koyin continues eating truma, even though she's married now to yisrael, because again, eimai sekut on a klum, the marriage is not considered much. And the last member is Rav Elazar Yaakov, which the Gemara will explain what it means. Rav Elazar Yaakov, kol hakava shimina ish kilu ishtoi. Anytime it's hakava from the ish, then it's like his wife. We'll see what that means. Kol hakava shimina ish. Anytime it's not from the husband kilu ein ish, then it's not his wife. And we'll see what that means. Amar Rav Yehuda, look at the Gemara. Amar Rav Yehuda, v'amr lo masita tana. Bereshoino haye koisvin get mien. By beginning, they used to write in the get mien. Get mien is the get they gave her when she did miyun, when she refused in her husband and she went back home. She needed a document proving that she's not together with her husband anymore. So they used to write to get miyun three lashonis of not wanting. Loi re'ina bei, I don't want, she said, I don't want you. Loi tzavina bei, another lashon, I don't want you, I don't desire you. But less I need bayula and sarvalei, I don't want to be married to him. Kimin the chaz in office devura, since there was a lot of words in this, in the star, Amri, osi lachlufei begite. People, the seferim, are going to think that this is a get, and they're going to write this lashon in the get. So takinu hachi, they were misakin to have a very simple lashon in the get mian, and you wrote like this: b'yoyim pliny on that certain day, miyana plinis bas pliny ba'ampano, that this isha, this the daughter of Reuven, in front of us, was refused in her husband. That's this wrote very short and concise get mian, so you shouldn't get mixed up and think the person think that's a get. Tana Rabbanon, we learned in the Braisa, three lines from the top of Kuf Chesem Aleph. Tana Rabbanon, Ezu Mien, what's example of a Mien? Amra, she says, Efshi Replaini Baili, that I don't want my husband, you know, Reuven, my husband, Efshi Rekedushin, Shekedushuni, Emi Vachi, or she says, Lashin, I don't want the Kedushin that my mother or brother married me off with. Yes, like in Rav Yehuda, but he says even a bigger Chiddush, that it's called a mian. Afilu yosheves ba'apiryon. Even she's sitting in this special chair, like chuppah chair, v'yilechas be'savila be'savila, and they're bringing her from be'savila be'savila for chuppah. Va'amra yef she replaini ba'ali. I don't want the husband. Zeu mian. It's called a mian. What's the chiddush? Even though she could have got off the chair, but she's still sitting on the chair. She's like sitting there at the chair, the chasana, no problem. But she says, I don't want a husband. That's enough of a mian. Yes, I can. Yes, Rav Yehuda says even more. I feel like Orchim is super mace barla. She had guests over by her house. She's serving them. But Omer Lehem, she tells them, if she be playing the barla, I don't want my husband. It's also a mean. And Rashi explains, what's the chiddush? First of all, there's no bezdin here. And second of all, they didn't tell anyone, these people, the Orchim. And she's serving them. Still, the halacha is that it's called a mean. And the last chiddush, the bigger chiddush, the last one, yes, I can. Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Yehuda, feel shigra baile etzachavni. that her husband sent her to the store to pick up something for him. Lahavi loy chayvetz mishloy, to bring him something for him. Va'amran, she tells the store owner, yefshir pleni baili, I don't want my husband. And even though it's only in front of the chemvini, and he also, maybe she's doing it because she doesn't want to work so hard. Still, enecha mi'in gadol mizeh. There's no mi'in bigger than this. It's interesting, lashon, enecha mi'in gadol, this is the biggest type of mi'in. I guess it means that this is just as good as any mi'in. This is a regular mi'in, this is a mi'in. That's what we're saying. Anytime she refuses, it's called a refusal, and the kedushin is null and void. Zok t'gemar v'ayte. Rav Chanina ben Tignis Omer. Kol t'noik, seven our Mishnah. The Chanina ben Tignis said, besides being l'daita, she also has to be eligible and rayu to be married. And she's running away, that and she may be playing around with other men, that's not called a Royal Takhdushan Rabban. I don't know if you do have Shmuel, Allah Rabbi Khimar Tinis. Pastor Rabbi Khimar Tinis. Rabbi Khimar agrees to the first thing. You need Ladaita and you need Lishmar Azatzma. Tana. We learned in a Bryce like this. Ktana Shaloi Miyana. She didn't do mean, but she did something else. She did a Maisa. She did an action that shows that she doesn't want her current husband. She's a Ktana. She's married to Reuven, let's say. And she goes ahead and she goes gets married to Amram. V'am de v'nissas. Is that called a mean or not? V'am de v'nissas. V'shem Rav Yehuda ben Maseir Amru Nisu'el Hein Hein Miunel. That getting married, that alone is the refusal. That shows she doesn't want the first husband. And then that's called, she's done with the first husband. That's Yehuda ben Maseir Shita. Eboilu, the Gemara has a shot like this. First of all, Neskachema, what's halacha if she only does a kedushin to Amram? She didn't do Nisu'el, just a kedushin. Is that enough of a refusal on a first husband? Toshima, I'll bring you a raya. It says in the Brisa, for his Tana, Shloyamiano. What? If, until now we said Nesu, she wanted to get married. Nesu is the second step of marriage. I mean, it's Chuppah. Let's say only the Kedushin to Amram. Is that a refusal on the first husband or not? So, where are we derived from a Brisa? Toshima. The Kedushin is the Mian. So, Mufurish, the Rehudim Seir holds that also by Kedushin, it's also called a Mian. So that's two Rehudim Meseris, by Kedushin and by Nesu'in. So Shaila is, Ebayelu, Pliga Rabbana led Rehudim Meseris or Eloi? Do the Rabbana argue with Rehudim Meseris or not? Just as Rehudim Meseris, what do the Rabbana hold? And in Timsalem and Pligi, and if they argue, what do they argue? They argue by Kedushin, could that stand enough? Or Yefilb Nesu'in, they say, that's not called a Mian. The in Timsalem and Pligi, Yefilb Nesu'in, if they argue by both on Rehudim Meseris, what's the halacha? Halacha ma'isai, ain't halacha ma'isai. Is halacha ma'isai or not? Vim tzotar halacha ma'isai, ben esu'in, by filled with Kedushin. Is even by Kedushin, it's a bigger chedush we pass like him. So a bunch of different shalas. Toshema, Rav Yehuda Mashmul, halacha ki Rav Yehuda ben Beseru. That this, and that they knew what he meant was, it's a halacha like both Rehudim ben Beserus. The halacha is like both Rehudim ben Beserus. Sai Rehudim Beseru of Kedushin, and Sai of Nesu'in. So it means on both of them. Now, if they had to say halacha on both of them, so vice toys, that they argue, vice toys, that Rabban argue are both also. That's the right. The right is they argue are both also, and we pass like both. Halacha b'chala pigi. So we push the shayla, that Rabban argue both by Kedushin and Nesu'in, and we pass like Rabban Seir by both. We pass like Rabban Seir by both, by Kedushin and Nesu'in. That's called a mi'an. The Gemara says, no shayla v'kati t'bayulach, I can still ask you a question, what was the situation of the Ketana before? We had a chalukas in the Mishnah. If a Ketana has a Nesu'in, do you have Mian? But we pass the Vesil that even by Nesu'in, there's Mian. But maybe when she's Nesu'in, then you don't have this type of Mian or getting married. That's not enough to break up the first Nesu'in, which is strong in Nesu'in. The Kate Bayalach, the Nesiva Mi, Karo, I don't make the Shah. What was the case that we are telling you that Kedushin on Nesu'in, the Fear of Mesera, which we passing like, is called a Mian? What was her marriage situation now? Was she married with a Nesu'in or just a Kedushin? And since it's only Kedushin, which is weaker, that's why you could go, that's called a Mian. That's the Gemara Shiloh. Tashma, the Kalose, the Avdon, the daughter-in-law of Avdon. We had Avdon before in the Gemara, a few blocks ago. He's a Shamash, a Rebbe. And the Gemara just says that when Avdon insulted Rishmo Rav Yossi, he got a bunch of punishments. He became a Metzaira, two of his sons died, and two of his daughter-in-laws did Mion. So there could be this is one of them. The Kalose, the Avdon, Imroid. The daughter-in-law of Avdon, Imroid means she didn't want to be with her husband. Shoda Rebbe Zugi de Rabbanon Libdekenu. Rebbe sent a peer of Rabbanon to check out, what does she want? Does she want to stay married or not? So Amri Lahu Nashi, there was ladies who saw these two people coming, and they told the wife, Chazi Gavracha Tagasi, look, your husband's coming. The husbands are coming. Amalahu, nehavik of rachadu. Let it be your husband. I don't need them. Amal Rabbi, in chamin gadol mazeh. There's no meaning bigger than that. So this is a ma'isa. So the Gemara wants to bring a rifle. The word gavraichu, that sounds like that they were married already ben esuin, and still you see that saying that it should be your husband, it, that alone is a mian. Myla adanasiva, that they were married, and you see that just saying get married to someone else is enough of a mian. And then similarly, if you get married yourself, also would be called a mian. Loi dav mikdashu kedusha, only kedusha. And the Gemara says v'halacha, the halacha is. We possibly say that she goes ahead and gets married or kedushin or nesuin, even if she was married originally, but nesuin to Rabbanim, the halacha is it's called a mian even by nesuin.
How's a kama make her own
decisions when it comes to kedushin to Rabbanim that she can make? The whole thing is on the Rabbanim. The whole thing is Rabbanim.
It has to be the brother or the mother.
It doesn't have to be. I've spoken a few times. It doesn't have to be. So all the money also to be herself.
They did it one and then she did it
another. What do you mean?
Or she did it a second time.
Because they would have brought, and she wanted it. It could be done. The brother facilitated it. It's very possible. She says she wants to get married, and they helped her out. You're right. If she can't do it herself, you have to have the brother helping her out. But either way, it's really her kedushin. Just you need someone to help her out do it. But it's her decision. We need l'daita, like we said in the Mishnah. Rav Elazar, it says in the Mishnah that Rav Elazar Shita says that she's mamash ain't ma'isa ketana klom. She is a ketana. She might need miyun, but that's it. So Zok to Gemara, Omer Avidu Amar Shmuel, Chazirani HaKot Stadi Chamam, I looked around at all the Madi Amrim, L'mitzasi Odom Shehishmi Daisa V'Ketana K'Rav Elazar. I never found anyone who's very consistent when it comes to the Ketana, like Rav Elazar. So also Rav Elazar, K'metayelas Imei B'Chatzar, Rav Elazar makes, like this wife, is like, she is taking a stroll with him in the Chatzar, in the courtyard, V'Emedes V'Cheikai, and she's with him, and then she leaves him. But Tevel, she goes to Tevel, she eats Truma. Even if she's married to Yisrael. Basically, what he's saying is that the marriage is like a joke, it's nothing. It's like a friend. And so, Rav Elazar is very consistent when it comes to the Ketana. Like the other man, the Omrim, like the Ketana is like half married, half not married, this, that. Here, Rav Elazar is saying she's a Ketana, she's nothing. There's nothing here. That's what it means that they're consistent by the Midah of Ketana. Tanya, Rav Elazar, Imre, Im Maisek Tana Klum, Ba'im Baila. What does that mean? They give examples. Ain Baila, her husband that's married to her, to this Ketana. Ain Baila is a Koyla Ibn Siyah, so does not get her Mitzia. Loi Ma'is Yedea, doesn't get her handiwork. Loi Mefaras Derea, can't be made for an Adarim. Ve'ina Yarsha, and he's not Yarish her. Loi Metamala, and not Metamater. That's the Halacha. Kloi Zodava. Ain Ikish to Choldava. She is not his wife anything. El Shatricha mean, just need mean. Rabbi Shua argues, Baila is a koyim mitziyasa. Now you can ask me, how can zeiches be mitziyas? It's only the rabbanon. So Rashi explains hefker bezin hefker with ma'isa yedea. Also with the power of hefker bezin hefker or forest the dereha. You have to say because there it's al das baila hinedaris. That's why there's a forest darim. You know it's only the rabbanon. The yarisho matamila and yarisher al hefker bezin matamila and she comes tamitim and Rashi speaks out matam. It has to be like a meis mitzvah. It has to be like a meis mitzvah. But Chloe Shadova, Ishtel really, it's a regular wife. Else Yitzamin, only has a kula of Yitzamin. Omer Rebbe, Rebbe says, Nirin de Rebbe Eliezer and de Rebbe Shua. I like Rebbe Eliezer better than Rebbe Shua. Why? Rebbe Eliezer, Hishmi Daisu Vektana. Rebbe Eliezer is very consistent by Ketana. Rebbe Shua Chalak, Rebbe Shua is like wishy washy. My Chalak. Because like this, Ishtahi, if it's considered his wife, get the Mitzia, Yimatamala, to buy again, you get. So very thing tomorrow, but that's an ami. He lavished the minami leboy is by. I said no. Oh, did he take fuck? The only reason you mean is can't just go out like just like that. Like there's no thin air. Yeah, you have to do something. But Avada, Rav Eliezer is more consistent. Al Kaponim, those are the mechlekes here, Rav Eliezer and Rav Yeshua. So tomorrow, Avada. The last sheet is Rav Eliezer Meyake, which says cryptic words. He says Kol Akava Shimin Ish Kilu Ayishtoi. Kol Akava Shimin Ish Kilu Ayishtoi. So Zokti Gemara. Hechidom Yaakov Shimon Ish. Give me an example of a Kova Shimon Ish, a Kova Shimon Ish. What's an example of a Kova from the Ish, a Kova Shimon Ish? On Rabbi Dama Shmuel, Tavua Lianase, if someone, she's married, she's a Ketana, married to Reuven, someone asks her out, proposes to her to marry him. V'omra, she says, Machmas Ploini Baili. You know what? I can't get married because I'm married already. Zui Yaakova Shimon Ish. That's called a Kova Shimon Ish, and then you need Mian. Machmas, then you need another mian to get rid of that husband. But if someone asks her to marry and she says, you know what, I don't want to marry, I want to stay to this guy because you're not mahugan. I'm only here because I want to protect myself from people not so good. This is a rai, he doesn't like the man. And that is like a mian. That's how we learn. It's like a mian. So Tosfos speaks this out. Tosfos Masal Machma says, "Pirish v'have a mian." And Frank Tosfos that l'chayra, this is even less than Hudu Ben Beserah. Hudu Ben Beserah said a whole shaila nesuin. If nesuin is called a mian or not, here all she says is that I'm here for enam agonimli. That's enough to be called a mian. So this is a relation of Yaakov here we're talking about, who's Kavanaki. So what was the shaila pasuk Hudu Ben Beserah? Frank Tosfos. Relation of Yaakov says even more. It says just saying that I'm only here to protect myself, that alone's a mian. So what's pshat in the Gemara for? I tell you this question. This answer is a different pshat in our Gemara. We know that it has to be midaita mian. How do you know if she really wants it? So this is the raya that she really wants it. That's the Torah says. Hold on, pshat. Don't do a mian. How do you know it's l'daita? So he says, if she says this is my husband, that's called l'daita. If she says I'm only here because that's not called l'daita. That's the Torah says. Another pshat. Two pshat in the Gemara. We have one pshat of mian and one pshat of l'daita. Abaye ba oven, Rav Chir ba oven, the Amri tevaya a whole nother pshat less biyakir. Noson lo get if the whole new halacha that Reuven's married to the ketana and he divorced her with a get zuya kavas yim ish, that's called a cover that comes from the husband and the megala das that it was his wife and the halacha is who also bekrevisel he is also in her kriven he is also bekrevav and she is also his kriven like any grusha. Is also in the craving of her husband. That's the halacha. Apostle Mekuna, because it's showing that it was a good marriage. It was a real marriage. It certifies the marriage. Because he needed a get to get rid of it. Mina boy, but if she does mion, zuya kavash enimish. Who mutter kavasav, who he mutaris kavav. But then, if it's mion, then that's a kavas not manish. That's from her. And in that case, he is mutter in her craving, and she's mutter in his craving. Like Apostle Mekuna is no psul kuna, because it's only mion. That's what Lesbi Yaakov is saying. Kol kavashim neish. Kilo Ishtai means it has all the psulim of Ishtai. It's Pasul Kayin, it's also in the Kriven. And Kala Kavash Einimin Ish, which means Mian, that's Eina Ishtai, is no psul Kriven. Break the Gemara, it's the first Mishnah. This is halacha of Lez Yaakov saying, the first Mishnah with the words. The next Mishnah, right, coming up, right on the bottom moment. Oktali Kamana, Menes Bish, who Mutab Kreva Savi, Mutab Kreva. Well, Pasul Kuna, no Pasul Kuna, no son get, who also Kreva Savi, is Sura Kreva. Pasul Kuna. So it's the first Mishnah, Lez Yaakov saying these fancy words, and it's the first Mishnah. And if they want to prove the Mepharis, the next Mishnah is being Mepharis these words. So if you put them into Mishnah, you put those words together with Fidat Maliyom, put together with all the words. It's Mepharis what he's saying, that if it's a Kav Medesh, which is a get, then he's also in the Kriven. If it's a Mion, then there's no Issa Kriven, there's no Psul for Kuhunah.